Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I want to finish up the discussion on how to keep your home warm, dry, and light during our harsh winters by sharing some tips on how to get natural light into your home. Now, the first thing I want to mention won't apply to a lot of people, but it's super important. If you're building a new home or doing a major remodel, remember to consider the path that the sun makes through the sky when you're designing your interior and deciding on window locations. I know that might seem ridiculously obvious, but I'm amazed how often I see a new home go up that has, for example, only bathrooms and the garage on the south-facing wall. Okay, now assuming you're stuck with what you have, there's still a lot you can do. Probably the simplest and cheapest way to get more natural light into most homes is by removing or trimming back vegetation around your windows. Plants and trees can grow slowly and they can block a lot of light without you really noticing that it's happening until you trim them back. And then it's like, wow, there's so much light coming into this window now. Of course, cutting back plants can make it so that your windows let in too much light sometimes, or that can reduce privacy more than you want. This is where window coverings come in. Choosing the right kind can allow you to regulate how much light you get, keep your home warmer at night, and maintain the level of privacy you want. For light and privacy, I really like pleated window coverings called up-downs, meaning that you can lower the top of the window covering to allow light in, but keep the lower part of the window covering up for privacy. There are other ways to achieve this, of course, such as having two curtains, one at the halfway point of the window. Now, I've done this process of removing vegetation and installing good window coverings to several homes, and the cumulative impact to how light the home feels has been absolutely startling. If you're willing to put even a little more effort into this, then consider adding some additional windows to your home or replacing some of those super small windows with larger ones. This can be a pretty major effort, but the impact can also be huge. Now, anytime that you replace a window, for example, to go from a single pane window to a double pane or to install that larger window, make sure you get the right kind of glass for our climate zone. Glass for the rest of California is designed to limit how much the sun warms the inside of the home in the summer to reduce the need for air conditioning. In our climate zone, however, we want the sun to warm our homes. Surprisingly, not all contractors or window suppliers know about this and will inadvertently install Southern California windows, so do your homework. Well, there are some tips for getting more natural light into your home. The benefits include improving your wintertime mood, warming your home naturally, and of course, reducing your energy bill by providing natural light. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.